When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
All right, guys, I don't know what's going on, but you seem to be obsessed with Alliant Naturals. And so Shauna Ryder, the founder, has her own relationship with all of you now and would like to offer you a discount to all podcast listeners. What is it, G? It's JM Pod. So you literally go to AlliantNaturals.com, and if you enter JM Pod, P-O-D, J-M-P-O-D, you'll get 15% off your entire purchase. That's AlliantNaturals.com, A-L-A-Y-A, Naturals, N-A-T-U-R-A-L-S.com. Oh, boy. Man, I want to say Happy New Year, but I have no idea where we are right now. Over the end, where are we? Mid-Feb?
Well, I would think we were somewhere at the end of January, but you've gone rogue on me. So
I totally have.
As G says, you're calling an audible here. So I have no idea where we are, but I'm sure it's chilly.
Oh, my God. Right? It could be mid-February, even though today is actually January 10th.
In reality.
But you were at the January 10th show, what I'm guessing would be almost a month ago at this point. But it's still relevant, what I'm about to say.
I just can't even move. It's so weird, because if I move, I make noise.
Go ahead, move, G. G, we're like a really, like,
windbreaker.
Thank you.
It's windbreaker.
A windbreaker.
Wind-causing.
We're in Los Angeles, by the way.
Yeah, but it was also 55 degrees
in a closed studio.
It's freezing in here.
You have a wool hat on, Jill, so.
Because my hair is a mess. I do have a dog in my lap. I take this dog everywhere now because she's getting older.
Oh.
I'm going to die if something happens to this dog. So the reason I went rogue on Cindy is because I've been thinking. Sorry, guys, I'm moving around now like G. I've been thinking about this whole like new year, new you thing. And I'm hoping this is still relevant for you somewhere in God knows what time we are in, February
it's
or what have you.
It's the first quarter, I'm sure.
Perfect. And here's what I've been thinking, right? Like I was talking to my shrink this morning, and so often we have these like hopes for the new year of like, oh God, fingers crossed. And oh, last year was awful. And last year did suck big time for me. But I realize we're at the same place every time, every year of like, oh God, please God, let, fingers crossed, like hoping a prayer, you know, hold your breath that it's better.
And it's not.
Well, I mean, and 50% of it, you wake up in the morning of January 1st, same problem, same you, same issues. And 50% of it we can't control.
Correct.
Right? And I don't think we've ever really looked at like the differentiating what is in our control and what isn't, because we're very used to saying like, it's all in your control, change your viewpoint and the way you think, versus none of it's in your control, change the way you respond. But it actually, that's not true. It's 50-50. There's the shit that is not in your control, like your fucking house burning down. I had nothing to do with that. And I'm still dealing with that mess. And I mean, literally, metaphorically, in every way, nightmare, disaster of epic proportion. Still no permits to fix the place. It's been burned down for over 2 months, and it's a cluster, right? Of like, it's just a nightmare. It's a time suck. It's a nightmare. It's sad. It's a pain in the ass. There's nothing I can do about that. That's life. And that is where you don't get to say, God, you know, 2018 handed me my ass. I lost a dog. I did this. We had a business screw up. This happened, like, or not screw up, just something out of our control. Like this, that, the other. That's going to be life. It's going to be life year after year. And that is, I think, where we've got to shift our attitude of like, okay, come what may, right? What can I learn? What can I take from this? What meaning can I give it? How can I improve? And use those things over time, because you are absolutely entitled to be furious, sad, upset. But over time, to give it meaning and to make you stronger. But then there's the percentage that you can do shit about, like dating people that are just not that into you. You know, engaging in very unhealthy habits with your work, your weight, your this, your that, continuing to sabotage yourself. And we act like a victim to those things, but we are not. And that's what I want to clarify. How much of this is in your control? Those patterns that repeat, that's you, man, and that's me. And that's all of us. Like, I found myself at the beginning or at the end of last year, 18, resentful in various relationships for patterns I created. And I realized, like, I do this because I'm codependent. I'm codependent because as a child, I worried about a parent. And oh my God, like if they're not okay, like what's going to happen? It's going to be catastrophic. And as a kid, you're a victim, right? You're like, you're locked in this household and there's nothing you can do. And you're like at the mercy of your parents, quite frankly, or your caretakers. And I was constantly like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like what's going to happen? What's going to happen? What's going to happen? So super codependent. Then as an adult, I continue to be codependent. And I get in these relationships where I'm like, oh, God, let me take care of you. And then I'm like, wait, I resent you because you're not taking care of yourself. And I resent that I put myself out there. This is all my fault.
Yeah. Yep.
It's all my fault.
You created the dynamic.
You're damn right
and then
I did.
You resent the dynamic.
Yeah. You got it.
You have the three pieces, right, which is perspective, experience, and scars.
God damn, the scars.
And so what happens is, it's very, very difficult for many, many people to be able to go left when you know going right is what you're used to doing.
Yes.
And going right is as hurtful as it can be or as codependent as it can be.
I don't even think people know why they're going right for the most part, though. And that's the hard part.
You know, I was telling Cindy when I walked in this morning, I was like, as we get older, right, I'm 43 and you know, you're at a different stage in your life. You start to, you just said it, there's 50% of the things you can control and there's 50% of the things you can't.
Cannot.
And for me, you know, vitality when it comes to parents is something that is so at the forefront for me right now. But it is in my control. And what is in my control is to spend the quality time.
Yes.
That.
How you respond to it.
Correct.
Yes. But his health is out of your control.
Right. So for me, that 50% I can't control actually can impact the 50% I can control. Yeah. So it's about kind of creating these walls that say, what's going to happen there? No matter how shitty the journey might be, it'll figure itself out at some point.
All you can do is everything that you can do, and then the rest will just happen.
I'm envious of people that have a zero attitude about things.
I don't believe anybody does. And by the way, there's a zero fuck attitude when it comes to caring what people think of you. That is where you should have zero fucks. What the keeping up with the Joneses, zero fucks there. What the other moms think about you when you drop your kid off at school, zero fucks. You should give a fuck about your health, the health of your body, the health of your career, and the health of the relationships that matter. And again,
and the type of person you are to others. Well, exactly.
And right there, right? It's like 50% you shouldn't give a fuck about, 50% you should, and figuring out which is which.
There's a difference between that and acceptance. So you accept the way things are as opposed to, I don't care about that. You know, it's I just accept this. I'm not going to, that's just the way it is. I think that it allows you to move on much quicker. So I accept that I'm not as tall as so-and-so.
You know, out of your control.
Because if you start being like, otherwise it's like weighing on you that you're not.
Oh my God.
You know, I don't care.
You and I just both spent 2 weeks on our own separate holidays in the same country. And I walk away I walk out of that, out of Japan, and I'm like, oh my God, they're courteous, they're respectful, there isn't garbage everywhere, people are thinking of others, they're not coughing in my face. I mean, all these things, and I'm like, what has happened to our society?
Oh, that's so interesting. I was disgusted by how they blindly follow the rules.
Really?
I was disgusted.
And there you have the perfect
partnership,
ladies and gentlemen.
I was like, this is insane. Like, nobody thinks outside the box
here.
They're
robots.
Everybody is terrified.
Yep.
Everybody is repressed. I'm like, oh, you're like, they're amazing.
And I'm like, oh my God. I know that to see a bicycle in a major city not locked and walk into a store.
True.
I mean, it's crazy. Like, just think about.
That's true. But like, there'd be nobody coming either way on the road.
And
they'd just stand there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think, like, I mean, I was like, oh, they just think I'm stupid American, which I am, who doesn't know. But I'm like, who am I hurting by crossing the street? There's nobody there. Like, nobody.
Yeah.
They will just stand there. And I was like, wow, like, there's no, to me, again, there's no balance of like, no, I'm not going to run across the street and like put everybody at danger and like, you know, put people at risk. But I weigh out every rule, right? And I'm like, if breaking this rule hurts nobody, and the only, and I can tolerate the risk of a jaywalking ticket, fuck it, I'm breaking the rule.
Your rule, don't be a dick.
Right, don't be a dick. That's my number one rule.
Yep.
But like, I find that balance. See, like, I found that they lacked a balance of being able to step outside a bit and free themselves up from the shoulds. Like, that's the ultimate I should society.
Well, because that's a safety net for people.
But that's also like the societal rule. So if you have, like, if you're playing a game, if you're playing Monopoly, and you're like, you know what? I don't like this rule. I'm going to go twice. Or I don't like this rule.
But then you're
I'm
going to
charge more.
But then you're a dick.
Yeah, okay.
That's where you are now being a dick.
Yeah, so Jill's talking
That's where I like, but there's nuance though in life, Cindy, where it's like, and I teach the kids, I'm like, laws, you have to follow.
Yeah.
Rules, I want you to question. And the number one question is, A, am I hurting someone by breaking this rule? The number two question, if the answer to that is no, right? Like, you've cut the line. All right, you're an asshole. You've inconvenienced everybody else. So you shouldn't get past question number one there, right? If you get past, like, I jaywalked, but I held no one back. I put no one at risk. I did this. I did that. Question number two is, can I tolerate the consequence of this?
Mm-hmm.
What would it be? A ticket. Okay, I can tolerate it. I'm going to go because I'm in a hurry and X, Y, or Z. Like, so that's the way I look at everything now of like, it's all a matter of nuance. Every political issue to me is nuance. Gun control, nuance. Mm-hmm. Abortion, nuance. Like, and I find we're so polarized. Like, we're wishing and hoping everything goes okay and it's all out of our control, or it's all, I control everything. Like, where is the balance? Where is the nuance?
Well, there was something, again, going way back to Est, where it was taking responsibility for everything that you do and everything that you don't do. So
fair.
And it's a really tough concept to say that I take responsibility for a war.
That's why I don't take responsibility for that.
It has to do with living in the world. It has to do with a greater Zen.
I can't take responsibility for a fire I did not start and a house I did not burn down. I will take responsibility for how I react and respond to it. And, you know, I mean, it's a pain in the ass. And it's like, I was super in the beginning, like, yeah, whatever, we're all alive. But like, somebody, we did the shoot for Apple, literally Apple. So they were featuring me on the, doing a story on their homepage of the App Store. And the photographer, who I have no way of reaching, which is such a bummer, was such a sweetheart and sent me all these photos of the farm. Wow. And she was like, you know, I wanted you to have these, you know, for this place you love so much. And, oh, the pain.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I let myself, like, feel the pain of it.
Yeah.
And the loss of everything. And, like, all my creatures are scattered. And, like, I wanted to sell that place anyway because I was like, oh, my God, like, a $4,000 a month water bill. This is insane. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But, like, I didn't even – there wasn't a moment to actually feel the feelings about it. But it's like, I didn't burn the fucker down. I'm in, like, oh, my God, got to deal with this mode. And take care of Heidi and take care of the kids and like whatever. But I just, how can you take responsibility for that? You can take responsibility for how you handle it.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I don't know, Cindy. Yeah. I do take responsibility for the fact that like I create certain dynamics and certain patterns and then have the nerve to get mad about it.
I figure it's more taking responsibility for this is, we live in this world. And I think
but
that
has... can't control that.
You can't, it's, yeah, but that's the key, is it's not about control. And that's hard for some of us.
So what's it about then? How, if you take responsibility, to me, that is about control. I'm taking responsibility so I can make a change.
I think it's just acknowledging the way things are as opposed to the way we wish they were.
To me, that's...
Like,
that's
I wish like, there had never been a fire. I wish nobody had said anything.
You don't think that's acceptance?
Yeah, I guess it could go along with acceptance as well. But maybe the responsibility part is more about your reactions.
Because my shrink is always like, but that's not reality, right? Like, you could talk about if...
What if?
If, and he's like, there is no if. There is
exactly.
What is.
Exactly.
This is what is. The house burned down.
Yep.
I'm like, what if we had...
Into the conversation of things are black or white or things are gray.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ultimately what that is. Look, I'm telling you, I have completely detached myself from watching the news. I'm off social. And I will tell you that the amount of the reduction in inbound nonsense actually helps stabilize. We're so overstimulated.
I know.
With information.
Yeah.
And what it does is you don't. I now realize, having separated myself from watching the news and all of this other stuff, that if you allow yourself to control that 50%,
yeah,
the 50% you can't control without having the additional inbound,
makes a massive difference.
Makes
yeah.
a huge difference. My skin is better. I sleep better.
Yeah.
I don't feel as stressed out because what's happening is like you're like, this happened again today, like another shooting or this or, you know, and everyone in some way, shape or form when these things happen are impacted. Like every year in December, there is a tsunami that happens somewhere in Asia.
Yeah.
Why are you going to these resorts? You know what I mean?
I
it's just like, it's like, it's history, right? It repeats itself and all these kinds of things. So for me, it's just like, you know what? I'm going to love the people that I can love.
Yeah.
I'm going to take care of the people that are important to me. And
really question what you can control and what you can't.
Hey,
I can control me. I can control my attitude.
You can control your attitude to the shit that happens you can't control. And then the shit you're creating, that you can change.
I read something on social that really stuck with me because I tend to get angry.
You angry?
Weird things.
What's you angry like? Let me hear you angry.
She is Italian.
Yeah,
let me tell you, I'm dating an Italian. Holy shit.
I mean, we can get angry.
They can get mad.
If the jar won't open.
I mean, it's kind of hot, actually. Sometimes I just sit there and like watch her scream at me when she gets mad. You know, but like I can imagine because Cindy's Italian.
Lori.
You're Italian.
Lori first
I'm
met
Italian.
Me. Lori was
half.
Like, okay, you're scaring me now.
Yeah.
But it said anger is just... is just you punishing yourself for something someone else did.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm trying to hold on to that one every time.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it really does.
That's a gem.
I mean, I think you're allowed to, I think we should all be allowed to have those feelings. They're normal.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they,
you need to have those feelings.
But they're usually covering hurt, right? Disappointment, right? Something someone else did. So it's like, but like with this girl, this girl that I'm dating, oh my God. Like, sometimes I'm like, babe. Like... I get it. Like, you're mad about this, but, like, you know, it's not like I fucked your dog. Like,
you gotta,
calm down.
You got to tell her in Italian, calma, calma.
Yeah, I'm like, baby,
means calm down.
Oh, my God. Like, she's not abusive or anything, but she'll just, like, 0 to 100.
You just have to go to a family dinner and
it's the
you'll
see. Her family.
You'll get it.
Her family is like that. Yeah, and she's like, and they're very close. But I was like.
We talk loud.
No, man. Woo! Beat red the whole... I'm like, oh, shit. All right, on that note.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they're worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cindy, what's happening here?
I don't know.
Oh, I fixed it. I fixed my own mic. God knows Jake can't come in and help me.
Watching your hands all over your mic and wondering if you've turned off buttons. As long as Jake can still hear you and I can still hear
you,
I'm sure everyone else can.
Oh, great. Jake just said we're good, which means we're probably not good.
It's broadcasting to the entire world live right now.
You pressed that button.
We should be so lucky. All right. I think we should do something a little fitnessy.
All right, then.
Yeah. I thought a little fitness hack.
I like that.
We haven't talked about, I don't think we've ever talked about a loaded carry. And you don't know what that is. Basically, when you...
I don't know, but with G here, my mind goes someplace else. And
why?
See, he's working, so he doesn't...
Why does your mind go somewhere else?
That's a good question.
You see this whole, like, cover that she's got? Like, oh, I'm so sweet and dainty.
Hey, I do it for balance, that's all.
But I am curious, what do you think of when the...
Okay, loaded...
Yeah, when I'm in the room.
A loaded carry.
A gun?
Yeah, maybe.
What'd you think?
Oh, you mean when I think of G with loaded carries. Oh.
Own it. Just own it. It's okay.
Something to do with poop. Well, he was playing us... videos before. Not videos, audio. Poop audio.
Thank you for correcting yourself.
Yes. Well, I wasn't looking just in case it had a visual.
It's audio only. So you think that's what comes across? Like, that's the first thing that comes to your mind?
A loaded carry.
With loaded carries?
Mm-hmm.
Loaded okay. pants? I don't know. I'm trying.
It's a
real
stretch,
hard here.
Yeah. You got a dirty mind, lady.
Loaded carries.
Drunk ladies. Loaded carries. Get it?
That's true.
So loaded like carries. I'm thinking of
Betty's.
So much for fitness.
Walking out of Applebee's with two of those potatoes or whatever.
Oh, my God.
One in each pocket.
Oh, my God. I don't even know why I bother anymore.
Oh, my God.
I mean...
You have lost complete control of your show.
I mean, Jesus. Okay. It's when you walk and carry weight.
Oh, we're talking workout. That's right.
A loaded carry. It's called a loaded carry, and there are many ways of doing it, which I was going to go over, and, like, why they're so, like, why people like them, why they're useful. Basically, it's like... It's essentially an exercise that works your entire body, right? Depending upon, of course, where you're carrying the weight, but it's going to work your lower body, it's going to work your core, it's going to work your upper body, and it's functional. You're carrying weight as you're walking around. We had one question, which I don't know that we ever took, about why are burpees functional? Did you send me that?
I think it's one of the emails.
I don't do burpees every day in my life. And it's like, it's not that you're doing burpees. It involves explosive movements, utilizing multiple muscle groups at the same time, moving from a standing position to a lying position. So it allows you, like, you get out of bed, you get in bed. You jump from one place to the other. You move out of the way. You move in multiple directions at the same time. You synergize muscle groups. Whereas, like, you sit on a machine, you lock your legs in, and they move forward and backward, and you're isolating the muscle. That's not how your body functions in everyday life. So these are very functional, which is good, because functional training helps you prevent injury, right? And it helps you get fit. So first of all, I wanted to kind of discuss, like, a few different options. So you've got something called a side-loaded carry, where you can carry, it can be kettlebells, it could be dumbbells, and in some cases, in different carries, it could even be a barbell. But you basically carry the weights in each hand at your side, right? That's a side-loaded carry. Then you've got a farmer's walk, which, again, it sort of depends on... That's actually called a farmer's walk, but it depends on the vernacular, so I'm just going to describe it, actually. Mm. So then there's something called, like, a suitcase carry, where you carry the weight in one hand only. And this is a little more difficult because you have to stabilize your core, so it's a more advanced move. You've got a front-loaded carry. So there's one where, like, you can take a barbell. This is where you would take a barbell. And you put it in the crook of your elbows. and you keep your arms locked at your side and your core tight, right? Or you can do like a bear hug with like a sandbag, for example, or hold a dumbbell at your chest, like a goblet hold, or even a kettlebell where your arms are holding the weight at your chest in front of you. You're like hugging the weight in. And basically how you're carrying the weight is going to impact your core and your upper body. So that's why it's good to mix it up. There's an overhead carry, right, where you hold, could be a plate. I'm, of course, simulating this right now as I'm talking to Sydney. Could be a barbell, could be dumbbells, it could be a weight plate, could be a kettlebell. It really basically, there's a million different ways to carry the weight, but what happens is it's challenging your upper body. So like the Zercher, the front-loaded barbell, I can never pronounce that, is going to work your back and your biceps a little bit more, right? The like a bear hug is going to work your chest a little bit more. The side-loaded carry is really good for beginners. Oh, Seven, hold on. The dog's very upset. I just
Seven's
oh.
knocking into the microphone. Yeah. Seven, you are a front-loaded carry.
She is. Mama loves you so much. Yes. and the side load, like the suitcase carry, the one weight is going to challenge your core more. So a bunch of different ways of doing it. And then, you know, the rules are sort of unilateral depending upon, irrelevant of how you're carrying the weight, right? Pack your shoulders back, pull your shoulder blades back, tuck your tailbone under so you don't get that anterior pelvic tilt or that arch in your low back, right? Tuck your bum underneath you, squeeze your glutes. Shorter strides are better because it gives you a stronger base of support. So you don't want big, long strides. You want to keep your core tight and strong. Keep your eyes forward so your chin's not up or down too much. Keep your ribs flat. So we don't want you to open up that rib cage and have your ribs flare out. So we want to keep those lats engaged, shoulders packed down and back, tailbone tucked under, belly button drawn into the spine, eyes straight forward so the spine is straight, facing the horizon, shorter strides. Then heavier is better with this.
I mean, just doing the correct posture is a lot of work.
In itself is a lot of work, which is how you should be walking every day, by the way. But yeah. So do you think, other than G's loaded poopy carry, I mean, like, what do we think?
I think I have an entirely different view of what loaded carries means now. Thank you for that.
And thank you for letting the listeners know how dirty you really are.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program. Snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Everyone.
Okay.
I don't know how many. Go ahead, G.
All I've heard for the last 10 minutes is dial tones and hang-ups. But the guy gets on the phone. Why are you calling him Chuck when his name is...
Well, yeah. So here's what happened. We have our first caller that we've had in forever. We scheduled him. His name is Kevin. And then Jake goes, "Hello, Chuck?" The guy hung up and has blocked our calls. Now we can, I swear to God.
He probably owes Chuck money.
He probably does owe Chuck some money. So Jake effed this call sideways. So now we're going to do it as an email. And I certainly hope you listen to the show, Kevin, not Chuck. Go ahead, Cindy. Read it to me.
I was just actually typing him an email to explain.
Apologizing.
We know you're not Chuck.
It says Chuck. When I'm dialing on the phone, it said Chuck here as, I guess, someone else's caller ID. So... My brain is not working well, and I said, "Hello, Chuck."
We can't really hear you, Jake. So,
by the way, you have 20-something-year-old brain. There's no excuse for you.
I think it's
Jake. You're not even on the mic, so don't even bother.
No, I know. Thank God the sound engineer doesn't even know how to be.
I'm on the mic.
No,
I can
just
see it.
Forget.
There you are.
All right, please just read me.
So for Kevin,
yeah.
Dear Kevin, we would
Dear
like
Kevin.
To answer this question for you.
No, oh, I see. You're addressing Kevin.
Addressing
I was like,
Kevin.
Am I lost you now, too? Jesus. Honestly.
It's like Bird Box.
Yeah.
So he did.
That shit's funny. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What's the question?
So he does a lot of long-distance cycling, and he recently cycled through Africa and Europe.
Wow.
He wants to know, what is the most ideal diet to have en route? That is, for endurance sports, as I cycle continuously, pretty much day in, day out, it's difficult to eat healthy, nutritional diets, and is it okay to just get a lot of calories in any form?
No. I mean, it's better than not getting a lot of calories, but endurance athletes take a beating, man. You really do. And the reality is, like, I just wrote about this, right, in the Six Keys, about stress adaptation being one of the most important keys, right? So stress comes in many forms: emotional, psychological, you know, chemical, physical. So exercise is stress, right? And this is a good thing, right? Because the body adapts to stress, it makes us stronger. However, endurance sports that are repetitive, there's not enough recovery time. So it's the same exercise over. So it's a lot of repetitive stress, and it's hours and hours and hours and hours. So whether it's an Ironman or it's cycling. So listen, I don't want to take it away from you, but I'm just saying we should be very careful about how do we best manage recovery from that stress. Of course, there's downtime. That's the answer. There's cross training. That's the answer. But then another big part of it is your nutrition. So the first thing is, yes, you need enough calories, because if you're not getting enough calories, your body is going to start breaking down healthy tissue, because it's like, well, I have no fat, no stored fat to burn, and I don't have enough energy coming in. So this process called autophagy, where we break down cells, we're going to stop breaking down dead cells, and you can start losing healthy tissue, healthy muscle. It's when the body becomes essentially cannibalizes itself, right? It's catabolic. It's breaking itself down versus anabolic, building itself up. So we do not want that. So yes, you need to be eating a large amount of calories. Now, I don't know how often this guy is cycling for or whatever, but that's why you see athletes like Michael Phelps, who was swimming all day long. It's like 6,000 calories a day, 10,000 calories a day. Like, is that healthy, by the way? No. It's a lot of oxidative stress. It's a lot of food in the system. But if you're, again, you're doing these endurance sports, it's going to be better to eat than not, right? Because we can lose healthy tissue. Now, tons of food is, again, every time we oxidize food, we release free radicals. So it's not ideal to eat that much, which is why constant endurance sports all the time is, again, as I said, hard on the body. But if we're sticking with it and you love it, okay. But you got to make sure, like, what I would love is wear a tracking device, see how much you're burning in a day, and make sure you're covering that. Because my guess is the guy's probably doing 6,000 calories a day easy.
Yeah.
Easy. So make sure you're covering that. And in order to do so, you're going to have to do something that, again, I don't love for longevity, but it's going to be eating like every 2 hours at least. Because that's why bodybuilders would be like, oh, every 2 hours I eat, my metabolism. It's like, no, you're eating every 2 hours because you're packing away 6,000-8,000 calories.
That's how those sumo wrestlers eat, 20,000 calories a day every 2 hours. That stew.
You have to eat every couple of hours.
So what do you do on a bike? You just like a
bar? You got
to
have like the bars, man, like protein dense. That's why they've got those like goo, gel, glues, bars, nut butters, oil packs.
When I used to live out here, I would like spend the weekend cycling in Malibu with Danny, this guy that used to work with us and a friend. And we'd do 40, 50, 60 miles in a day of like the mountains.
God.
And we'd start at like 7, 8 in the morning and finish at 6, 7 p.m. But it was literally peanut butter and jelly, those squeeze packs.
Yeah, just pure calories.
Because otherwise, in all honesty,
you bonk. It's called bonking.
You gotta shit yourself all the time.
What?
It's crazy.
What?
Like, you can't eat all this like solid stuff like while you're cycling.
Wasn't on the, no, that wasn't
peanut
on.
Butter and jelly, though, that's you know, a sandwich is easy to eat when you're riding, isn't it? Or probably not as easy as
I mean,
a bar.
Yeah, just packing a little baggie, but I would like peanut butter, you know, make sure here's the next thing, right? So it's not only the amount of calories, it's also the quality. So, like, you don't want, like, the processed, hydrogenated oil. Like, get some of that nutso stuff that I, God, I'm obsessed with.
That you're
stuff.
Nutso about.
I'm nutso about. I got you on it.
It is. It's good.
I got Deshan on it.
That, the guy.
Have you tried the bars?
I got Bishop on it.
Have you tried the bars?
That Colin O'Brady, who just crossed Antarctica, he had custom bars made for him.
Yeah, but, I mean, that's, like, professional.
Well, yeah, I mean, he was.
But, yeah. Yeah.
Because he couldn't stop while he was walking.
No.
So, it's all, like, he said coconut oil and cashew butter and nuts and seeds.
Tons of,
and 1,000 calories a bar.
Tons of fat, because fat is calorie dense, right? It's 9 calories a gram, whereas carbs are 4. But at the same time, so the quality of your food matters. You want to make sure that you're not getting any micronutrient deficiencies. You're getting all the vitamins and minerals to give your body the building blocks to rebuild, repair. But even more importantly now, we got to talk about macros. Mm. So that's protein, fat, and carbs. And on an endurance-based diet, you need like 60% carbohydrates. Absolutely.
Wow.
100%. So, you know, it's like a lot of fat. That's great. But like, I would have actually recommended more carbohydrates in his diet. And this is where we're looking at like whole grains, fruits. And when you combine the fruit with the fat, it slows down the glycemic load of the food. So instead of the food being like right into sugar in your bloodstream, when you combine it, it changes the glycemic load of the meal because you've got the fat with the sugar. So it helps stabilize the energy.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And hydrate. 60, 20, 20. So 60% carbs, 20 fat, 20 protein, actually. Nutrient dense food, so not garbage, not just any kind of calories. Make sure you're getting at least what you're burning in a day. And you will have to spread that out so you don't, quote, bonk and hit a wall with your blood sugar and hydration. Now, that's the answer. And again, like, I am not pro endurance sports. It's way better than nothing, but it is far from ideal. Too much repetitive stress, too much excessive stress, and you got to eat way too much, which is also oxidative stress. So it's really not good for your health long term, but It's way better than nothing. So I'll take it. As long as you just mitigate that, like really get your downtime, get your sleep in, make sure you support the body in it with your nutrients and your diet, obviously, and get that recovery from that stress, because that is the only way to manage stress is to give enough recovery time.
There you go, Kevin.
Chuck.
Sorry, buddy.
Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.